Welcome, Mrs. Sananda. Let your attention settle with your heart center, as if you were floating into your own heart center and coming to rest there. And consider for a moment the nature of your heart center, its function, its relationship with you. Although every part of your being at every level can and does experience love, your heart center is something like a primary focus for that experiencing of love. Center is yours. It can feel sometimes as if it has a life of its own. And there is truth in this. It has its own consciousness that aligns with your consciousness. It is distinct. Your heart center is all about unconditional love. The heart center itself really makes no judgments at all. It does not consider some more worthy of love than others. To the heart center itself, such an idea has no meaning. But for you coming into this life, very early on, perhaps even in the womb, it began to become evident to you that the experience of unconditional love that you know so well at other levels of your being, a little complicated here. And you probably learnt early on to place filters and protections around your heart. Its immense capacity for unconditional love could feel for your human self a little unmanageable. You could feel hurt, uncertain, wrong-footed, lost, guilty, and so on. All these human emotions seeming to pile in upon you, and you having to do your best to create structures that would allow you to survive and to thrive, in a world with plenty of rough edges. And through all of this surviving and thriving and learning and growing, you may find yourself now in a place where actually you don't need any more those filters and barriers, the structures that enabled you to survive. That it's becoming easier for you to relax into the unconditional love for all beings that is your heart's. That you have within you the wisdom of experience that allows you in the moment to choose how best to express that unconditional love, to be that unconditional love in relationship to others. Imagine now floating upwards from your heart and coming into the world of your wise mind. Wonderful world of interconnecting lines and flows of light, very fine, the spaces of stillness and peace, flows that are dynamic and rapid, other longer, wider waves upon which you can float. And all of this you might think of as the interface between your human wisdom and knowing and your soul's wisdom and knowing. Trust your growing ability to simultaneously be the unconditional love of your heart and the wise, instantaneous knowing of your soul that it communicates and shares with you in this wonderful network of flowing light that is your mind. So that as you move through your day, you can connect with each being from a place of unconditional love. But the flow, the expression of that love, is guided by the wisdom of your soul's mind. You can recognize that this person is open for your help, and you can express your love as that help. You can recognize that that person is in a place of pain right now, and the pain is too insistent for them to be able to receive your love. And so you can step back without diminishing the love, but acknowledging the place that person is in. All the while you are developing this ability to be gentle with yourself. Do not demand instantaneous perfection. You come into this life to grow. And you are growing. Relax again into your heart center. And sense the many connections you have with those with whom you share this world. Beginning with those you feel closest to, friends, family, colleagues, but letting that witnessing expand outwards. Who live in your locality, who share the same nationality or ethnicity, and on out into the world. You may recognize that your heart center connects with everyone that you are aware of, and those you are not consciously aware of at all. And it does so easily and naturally. And you are free to be both the witness and the experiencer of these connections. With your loving mind, to express, to use, to experience, to welcome this unconditional love in the ways that are most effective, most helpful, most uplifting, most joyful for you, moment by moment. Let yourself come again to the outer world, easily and fully, and with our love.